Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, everybody. Now is not the time to let go of the story. Donald Trump got visibly uncomfortable on stage last night when the Epstein files were brought up directly to his face at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Journalists kept commending the Wall Street Journal, for example, for their reporting on Donald Trump's 50th birthday letter to Jeffrey Epstein, in which he drew the outline of a young girl. I mean, Donald Trump could not handle the pressure to his face, which means we should continue to double down. This administration has surgically and intentionally covered up the release of the Epstein files and stalled investigations into Epstein's property. And we know this for a fact. This is not a conspiracy. This is actually happening. Do you guys know about Zorro Ranch, Jeffrey Epstein's fourth mysterious property that wasn't really investigated due to this administration? There are reports that he would use this fourth ranch as a potential breeding ground to impregnate a bunch of young girls, rape them, essentially. And then there were reports that he had buried the bodies of two young girls that he had raped and strangled to death. We have all of this in documents and in other reporting, and even Virginia Giuffre, the most credible victim of Epstein, who throughout the years was incredibly accurate and honest and genuine in her reporting until she killed herself, even Virginia Giuffre is somebody who said she was taken to Zorro Ranch in New Mexico. The New Mexico Attorney General has called for an investigation and has sent a dozen letters to the Department of Justice under Trump, and they are ignoring the New Mexico DOJ. We also have the New Mexico Land Commissioner, Stephanie Garcia Richards, sending a letter to the DOJ and getting ignored while asking to investigate this. They want to investigate Zorro Ranch, and it is being stalled repeatedly by this sick administration. I want to show you some people's reactions to Donald Trump's speech last night. I mean, Americans are not happy about this. Let's start there. Then we'll move on to Trump being confronted about Epstein. Then we'll talk about the cover-up. If you appreciate these videos and you appreciate us bringing the truth, it would mean the world if you drop a like below. Subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. We have your back every single day. We have the back of democracy. We will continue pushing, and thank you for having ours. It means a lot.
But as far as the correspondence dinner, I was laughing for the wrong reasons. It was so bad. You know, the world is watching this speech, and I'm embarrassed for America that we have somebody that is so bitter about being treated unfairly and complaining about all these hurts that are done to him because he's so wonderful and perfect in everything that he does. I just found it frustrating to listen to, but I listened to the whole thing.
You can hear the frustration in the voices of Americans.
It will go to Jerry in Oceanside, California, Republican. Jerry, are you there?
The medalist was great. I thought the awards were great and reflected, you know, what the freedoms we have that were described. I thought the president was terrible. I was disappointed that here he is representing, you know, the United States as a president. Well, he is a convicted felon. So here he is, but it reflects just the way, same way he is when he's in the news, when he's talking, whether it's here or dignitaries in other countries, he treats everybody the same way. And it's all about him.
This is very perceptive from this Republican voter.
Hasn't changed, and he's not going to change. So I'm glad that you put the show on. I thought it was fantastic, but you know, him doing people a favor and showing up.
This was directly after the White House Correspondents' Dinner when C-SPAN was taking call-ins. Everybody was pissed about the president, everybody who watched it, because he embarrassed himself, he embarrassed the nation. He ranted and raved for 30 minutes, like four times longer than anybody else who was there. He got up on stage, attacked all of his political opponents, or at least perceived political opponents, in a very vile manner, and was pissed that Wolf Blitzer called his ass out on multiple things. Watch the moment Wolf Blitzer gives an award to a Getty Images photographer for capturing the moment that Donald Trump didn't do anything after somebody passed out in the Oval Office and Trump just awkwardly stood there. Watch.
This award recognizes a video or photojournalist for covering the presidency at the White House or in the field. And this year's award goes to Andrew Harnick of Getty Images. He captured the moment an Oval Office visitor collapsed during an event. And from the judges, they say this: through sharp timing, layered composition, and visual irony, this photograph expertly documents a true split-screen moment in real time. The president's orientation and posture inadvertently echo the statue to his right, while the other half of the frame is defined by movement. A truly striking image of contrast.
Wow. They're saying that Trump just stood there still like the statue to his right while everybody else was helping. Do you guys remember how absurd this moment was when somebody passed out and RFK Jr. just like hauled ass out of there? They all dipped.
And creating high value jobs. But today we... Oh, you okay? Gordon, you okay? Yeah.
Trump then turned and just stood there awkwardly for a while, but Wolf Blitzer just clocked his ass and Trump just sat there and had to take it while everybody was laughing at him. Here's a clip where Wolf Blitzer calls him out for Epstein.
Goes to the Wall Street Journal. The Journal's courageous reporting on President Trump's past relationship with financier Jeffrey Epstein triggered the release of the so-called Epstein files, thousands of documents that might otherwise have remained hidden from the public. And despite the president's threat of a lawsuit, the Journal published a story about a provocative letter to Epstein bearing President Trump's signature. Trump quickly filed a $20 billion lawsuit against the Journal, revealing reporter Khadija Safdar's home address. Her family had to be relocated. The Journal was kicked off of Air Force One, but the reporters continued to file revelatory stories. Please welcome the winners of the Katharine Graham Award from the Wall Street Journal.
Now it's wild. As the winners walk out, the one whose family had to relocate, she snubs Donald Trump and refuses to even look at him or talk to him, and then just walks away. He got brutally embarrassed, and we cannot let this Epstein story die. People have lost their lives. People have been sexually abused. People have covered this up. People have bled for this to be talked about. The women who are victims have, for decades and decades, tried to get their story out, and there is one piece of it that is still not being reported, that is still not being covered as much as it should, and that is Epstein's New Mexico ranch. By the time this became national news, the Trump admin had already covered it up for years and years and years. Heinous allegations have prompted state officials to restart an inquiry, but the Trump admin is blocking this inquiry. Just listen for one second. One of Jeffrey Epstein's most secretive and least scrutinized former properties is not an island. He does have his little St. James Island. That's property one. He's got his Manhattan townhouse, which was a girls' school. That's property two. Really weird that it was a girls' school. He's got his Palm Beach residence. It's like a mansion, right? That's number three. But nobody talks about his ranch that is seclusive and secretive in New Mexico. His palatial 30-square-foot New Mexico mansion sits on a ridge overlooking thousands of southwestern land he named Zorro Ranch. Yet New Mexico's leaders say there has never been a thorough investigation into criminal activity, even though Mr. Epstein had written about turning Zorro into a headquarters for outlandish genetic engineering experiments. We also have emails. These emails detail how Zorro Ranch has potentially two children buried there. This was to a New Mexico podcast host. It says, Edward, this is sensitive, so it will be the first and last email depending on your discretion. You can choose to take it or trash it, but this comes from a person that has been there and seen it all. As a former staffer at the Zorro, the material below was taken from Jeffrey Epstein's home as my insurance in case of future litigation. What is damning about Jeffrey Epstein is yet to be written. Did you know that somewhere in the hills, outside the Zorro, two foreign girls were buried on orders of Jeffrey and and Madam G both died by strangulation during rough fetish sex. So I want you all to think about this. The same incentive that Donald Trump has to cover up these files, to sue the Wall Street Journal for $20 billion, to dox one of the journalists who reported about this, and to try to silence any reporting about it, is the same incentive that the DOJ has to cover up these files day by day by day. Just listen to this. The commissioner, Garcia Richard, on New Mexico land, the land commissioner of New Mexico, came out with a letter calling for a thorough investigation. Quote, recently released documents revealed some deeply disturbing allegations of criminal activity by Jeffrey Epstein. We have a video of one of the Epstein survivors being asked about this specific ranch, and she responsibly says, she's not going to speculate on whether there's two bodies buried, but there needs to be an investigation.
But among the things that they are investigating on Zorro Ranch property is a possible location of human remains. Do you think it could be that bad?
You know, it would just be speculation on my part, right? I hope that that is not the case, of course, that the tragedy included that type of death. But I'm glad that they are looking into it, because if it's not investigated, we will never know.
Very well said. It needs to be investigated. And guess what? The attorney general, the highest law enforcement officer in all of New Mexico, came out with a letter describing how he has sent a bunch of letters. Quote, despite verbal assurances of cooperation from the U.S. DOJ, access to the requested records has not been granted. No substantive response has been provided, and more than 130 days have now elapsed since New Mexico DOJ's initial request. They have sent like a dozen letters, and the DOJ is not complying, will not investigate this. And as time goes on, the evidence gets worn down. It gets, you know, weaker and weaker, because things get buried, things can be dug up. And that is why Donald Trump was so pressed and stressed when Epstein kept getting brought up on stage next to him. Every single journalist who has covered the Epstein saga over the past few years, past few decades, the people who have been on it originally, deserves credit. People like Katie Fang or Julie K. Brown deserve a unique amount of credit. The Wall Street Journal reporters who broke the Epstein story about the birthday card deserve a lot of credit. Anyone in independent or in mainstream media that's been covering this deserves credit, because this is a big story that everybody is pushing to uncover. And here's Trump not looking or sounding very well, whining about the Epstein awards. Listen.
Wow, that was very beautiful, but this has not been an easy evening, all these awards. Do I have a say? Those awards, all those awards. But it's great to be back at a place that I know very well, because
this was right after the Epstein awards were handed out. Trump was whining and whining and whining. I think it's made all the worse by the fact that the person who bought Zorro Ranch, this is a very important detail, and maybe I should just make an entire 30-minute to 1-hour video breaking all of this down in detail, because there's so much to go through. And this is one of the craziest parts that people don't report. If you want to see that mega video, make sure you drop a like. Let me know in the comment section. But the person who ended up buying Zorro Ranch in 2023, before there was any investigation, was a family very close to the Trump family. And then the father ended up becoming a MAGA congressperson. Donald Trump issued an endorsement to Don Huffines. The Huffines family bought Zorro Ranch, owned it for a few years, and probably didn't want an investigation to happen into their ranch. Who knows what they could have allegedly covered up? Who knows what could have changed? Who knows what could have happened to the two bodies that are allegedly buried there? But Donald Trump then issues an endorsement after this place is bought by the Huffine family. He says, Don Huffines is a MAGA warrior. He has been with me from the very beginning and is running for comptroller of public accounts in Texas, which I love, and won big in 2016, 2020, and 2024. He then endorses Don Huffines, and it's weird. It's odd to me. Trump, in this clip, says he is going to be running for a third time. There's a debate about whether he's messing around or joking or whether he's actually going to do it. I personally think he's going to be way too old, decrepit. He would if he could, but I think this is something that Steve Bannon calls flooding the zone. Steve Bannon is the one that is pushing this, and he always does it with this shit-eating grin on his face. Like he thinks he's smarter than everyone and he's trolling everyone. If I had to guess, Steve Bannon is behind this, and he's probably just flooding the zone.
Makes all bad, everything bad, but here we are. In fact, when I'm finished, I'm going right back to the Oval Office. so I have to be doing okay. But we are all doing good together. That's why tonight, to show just how much I care about the press, and I want to save your ratings, I'm pleased to announce my intention to, and this is a somewhat of a scoop, my intention to run for a fourth term as President of the United States. I will be doing that. I will be having an official. In fact, I think I have. Yeah. I won three times. Now I'm going to do it again. Thank you.
Bruh.
I'm going to do it. Should be easy. I'm getting very good at running for president.
Bruh. This shit isn't even funny. He's trying to do some sort of bit, but he's so old, decrepit, and such a wannabe dictator that it's so dumb. By the way, who's clapping in the audience? The White House Correspondents' Dinner is supposed to be a celebration of the Constitution, freedom of speech, the freedom of press. I'm assuming it wasn't the journalists clapping in the room. It must not have been. It must have been the Trump admin members who were scattered throughout the audience because, Lord have mercy. I'm going to leave it there. We need to continue to cover this. We need to continue to double down every single day on covering this email, covering the fact that Zorro Ranch has not been investigated and pushing this news forward. I love you all. I will see you all in the next video and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.